This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
I think Kerry had a pretty good selection as vice president.
John Edwards?
Yeah. I think that's going to help him out.
Is that the former Reds catcher from the 61 World Series team?
It's a senator.
Thanks for touching the sports page, Mike.
It's a senator.
You're a moron.
There's a former attorney.
Sports.
Very good attorney.
He was an ambulance chasing attorney, by the way.
Tell you what I'm going to be looking forward to.
He was the vice tough,
presidential
smart lawyer.
Debate.
Quota?
Yeah.
Was he the Texas Hammer?
Yeah.
I think he was the Boston Hammer.
But I promise you. You know what?
It's too bad that he didn't select Condos and Condos as his running mate.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Help me. The
Hard Line. 3:21 is the time.
The Hard Line.
22 minutes past 3 p.m. According to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The Tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. All right, away we go on Wednesday. This is the 7th of July. Happy birthday to my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. And we've got a big show for everybody today.
We actually
going to do a little baseball talking about where it's at mid-season. I got that. Thank you. I got that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. You're a real brother.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting organized over here.
I'm disheveled, man. I've been sending a tizzy.
Why?
Because we had some really good audio. A nice little prank was pulled today. A nice... sweet little prank. And the mini disc's battery ran out about 10 seconds before the gold.
We can't do anything. Right.
I'm going to blame Big Dick for this one. He's the one who gave me all the equipment.
You know, once again, if you listen to me, those mini discs suck.
So you think you would have bought the prank if I would have brought in a Marantz that looks like a 1946 typewriter?
No.
Okay.
But it just goes in, it just solidifies what I've said all along. You can't trust those mini discs.
I know.
I mean, how many times has this happened?
Thousands.
Maybe not thousands, but it's happened.
I bet you I've been screwed on audio, or we collectively as a show.
20 times at least.
At least.
At least 20 times.
At least. You're right. They can't be trusted. And there's really no way to recreate the magic that was in that room at the time. Although, we got to discuss it at some point.
All right.
Well, I don't know where or when, but... don't you think it deserves a little bit of talk?
I was kind of looking forward to it.
I mean...
I was looking forward to it.
You
myself.
Were not...
Greggo, you didn't say a word after I said that, why don't we just play this on the air, and pulled out the mini disc. You sat there...
I wasn't pissed. I mean,
you didn't smile. You didn't...
Greggo... Okay.
Were you relieved?
You know
Greggo. Were you relieved?
No, because I thought it was going to be a funny segment. I mean, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what, this is going to be pretty funny.
But you were relieved once the boom was lowered, right? You're probably happy.
Boom!
Usually you are when
no,
you find out about
it wasn't going to affect me one way or another.
Well, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. I can promise you it wasn't going to affect me. Well, I can promise you.
That was the golden defining moment of the prank. You know what? You want to just get into this next?
Yeah, we can save the other stuff till tomorrow. It's funny.
All right. Okay. We'll do it next.
But it was a good prank. There is no question about it. And hey, I can take a prank. I don't get, I mean, when have I ever got pissed at a prank? I don't get pissed at them.
Woo, stand back,
boy. I'm trying to think.
Okay, think about it.
That's,
I mean, if a good prank is pulled on me, I just pretty much take it.
Now, you've gotten upset.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Reiner, you do. But I don't.
I know. Hey, I admit I have.
Who was it that put shrimp and scallops in our bed?
That was me. That was retaliation. But that's not getting pissed. That's not getting mad.
Scallops.
Wasn't scallops. It was some kind of fish that was cheap and had a head on it.
Next time it's going to be calf liver, about 30 pounds of it. How would you like that?
Fine. Let's get some more sheets from the hotel.
No, but I wish that the audio would have turned down.
No,
because,
man.
I was in,
so
rare
do I.
Form.
You were so pissed.
Yeah.
Should we save this for a better time and do the dog thing?
Yeah, let's do the dog thing next and save it for later.
All right.
Indeed.
All right, 326. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket Sports Talk.